Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Leslie. What is this? Is this like my podcast?
I think that
Do I have a podcast now?
I think this is the In the Corner with Zach.
In the Corner with Zach. Looking Zach in Las Vegas.
Zach in Las Vegas.
Although we could always be in the corner.
It's better than being in the closet. I mean,
yes, it is. It is. Definitely. I could tell some people about that. Yes, exactly. So you are Leslie McGarry from Movement Mortgage.
I am.
You're one of my amazing lenders.
I should be your only amazing lender.
One of my number one and top only amazing lenders. Yes.
And you are one of my amazing colleagues and one of my best friends.
We got it on video.
We do, right there.
Yes, right there. So now you know. Now you know.
And now you know.
When I say team, it's more than just my agents. It's the community resources that I have.
Right.
And you are absolutely one of those. Everyone should have a mortgage lender on their team.
You should always have a clapper.
A clapper. She's an excellent clapper. And you've been in Las Vegas how long?
38 years.
38 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time. You're basically born and raised.
Pretty close. Came here, started seventh grade here.
Okay. Yeah. So you know the area well.
Yes.
So you kind of fit in with that Vegas born theme and team.
Yes.
And you're in lending. And
I am.
You love it?
I love it.
What do you love about it?
So I describe what I do like this. It's like taking a 1,000-piece puzzle and throwing it in the air.
Ooh.
And then putting it back together and doing that over and over and over again. Every transaction teaches me something new.
Do you actually like puzzles? The actual jigsaw one?
I love putting something together that people think is impossible and getting it to the end. It's homeownership is such a vital part to somebody's wealth and future wealth and stability. And so, yes, I love the puzzle. I love the challenge. I love the move. I don't love the constant hustle, but I love that part of what I do. And I love the end result because we were able to do things for people that they sometimes think is impossible.
You've done that for me.
I have. I will take that compliment.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's what I'm looking for in a lender.
Yeah.
As we've only just known each other for maybe 2 years-ish.
Yeah. And it all started with a card.
It all started with a card, a physical card.
Yeah.
Yes. So they're still important. I heard someone talking about this the other day.
I love it. I still write cards.
Yes.
And I love that. But it's always I remember our first meeting very vividly, and we didn't talk about business. I wanted to get to know you, and I left there feeling a sense of education and excitement. Like I learned some things from you in that short little, I think we met for an hour the first time.
Probably,
and I loved it.
Usually at least an hour.
We have a very great friendship, I think. Now you understand our emoji talk.
Yes, and it's those challenges that I do my best to convey to the client when we are talking about lenders and choosing a lender if they don't already have one or they're looking for one. It's who can do the challenge, who can face the challenge.
Well, and here's the reality, right? When you get clients that are on their fourth, fifth purchase, or they've done this before, or they come from a family of wealth and so they've watched it happen, those are the clients that basically, and I have done it many times, I've referred them back to their wealth managers, or I've referred them back to their actual bank and say, hey, listen, you know, they're going to be able to give you a better rate. There's things that they can do when you are at a different level. We tend to really focus on first-time homebuyers and then the move-up homebuyer. And those are still always going to be the clients that need our attention and our hand and a warm hug, and everything's going to be okay, because we deal with a lot of people that they might be the first generation in their family purchasing a home. Yeah. And so this is the one thing that they can do in life that they're not going to get advice from their from their parents, right? Because right. their parents haven't done this.
True.
And so really having somebody that's empathetic and understands and talks to the client and walks them through each stage and is available, and they can text and reach out and just say, hey, I'm stressed, and I'm here with a warm hug saying, okay.
I love that. That is one of the points that I loved about your process, as I think everybody, either if you're an agent, you should be a homeowner. And if you can't yet be a homeowner, you should at least dive into the process
right.
and see how it really works.
Right.
So get with your lender partner.
And we had tough conversations,
yes.
and they weren't, you know, I had to call and say, hey, listen, these are the things that I think we should be mm-hmm. doing. And, you know, and I was able to put it in black and white to you, and there was no rush to the process. And mm-hmm. I wanted you to think through yes. this, because whether you're purchasing your first home or your fourth home, or you're refinancing, or you're taking money out, or you're paying off debt, or mm-hmm. you're sending your kid to college, or whatever that is, you still need to understand how your money is working. Yeah. And what that looks like at the end piece. You have yes. to be able to wrap your head around it. And just because it makes sense in my head, and I see hundreds of these,
right.
it doesn't necessarily mean it always makes sense to the client. So I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned in my career, is they're not just files, and they're not just mm-hmm. numbers, and they're not just loan numbers, and they're not just underwriting pieces. These are real, actual people. And we have to slow down and take a minute. You know, I don't ever send out pre-approval letters just because an agent's pressuring me to do that. It's part of the process, because you have to make sure that everything is correct and that the client understands it. It's why we provide estimated closing cost fee sheets up front. I go through that payment with them. I talk about the interest rate isn't locked. These are the things that could happen. These are the things that should happen. Because we want them to have a good experience. This should never have to be pulling your hair out, stressful.
And in this market, in this situation right now that we're in, I love that you're always looking ahead. So let's do this right. now. There's that lovely buy the or, you know, marry the house,
date the rate.
Right? but you're thinking ahead also, like, well, let's get this done now, and then we will look at it again.
And not everything is rate driven.
Right. Yes.
Right. When you can take a look, you know, I'm not a financial planner. I don't have a finance license. I do have a finance degree. Mm-hmm. And part of what I can do is sit down and show on paper, black and white, what something looks like and what the projections look like. And sometimes, you know, if you're paying 12, 13, 14% on a car, or 26% on a credit card, or 8% on a student loan, and yet you've got a 2% rate on your house, it doesn't always equate that that's the best thing for you to do is leave that rate alone. Sometimes, you know, there are better options to make your money work for you, not against you.
Yes. You know? Love that. And there is always something you could do later, because mm-hmm. that is true. As far as refinancing, mm-hmm. you could do that in what, like a year? If you bought today and you wanted to refinance in a year, the rates were better.
Well, and here's,
tell me about that.
That is actually a really good point, because it used to be that if you purchased a house today, they'd want you to make 6 on-time payments. Now, if you close in January, first payment's not due till March. So March, April, May, June, July, August, be your 6th payment. The reason they say that is because the investors invest in that and they want their rate of return, and 6 payments usually gets them to what the commissions were paid out. They will do what they call a clawback on us. So if you refinance in that first, it's really essentially works out to be 7 months, because it's 6 payments. They will do a clawback on our commission. But when the market went crazy, end of 2021, beginning of 2022, most of the lenders came back and said to all of us loan officers and our retail banks and all the things that they're guaranteeing to the clients a no lender fee. Now, this is a bait and switch phrase that I do not like. A lot of the people in our industry are putting it out there that it's a free refi. Well, it's not a free refi. We're going to waive lender fees. There's always going to be third party fees, so title and appraisal and all of those things. They are saying that we can do a refi with no repercussions to us and no repercussions to the client up until December of 2025.
Because
they're really saying that, you know, we still want people to get into the housing market. We still want the economy to flourish in the way that continues to move is housing, right? It's the biggest investment that people
absolutely.
make. And they don't want people to say, well, I'm not going to buy until 2025 when the rates sell down. Things move,
right?
Things move. When your car breaks down and you can't get it fixed, you go buy a car.
Right.
You can't say, well, I'm going to wait till 2025 when rates are, right? You go buy the car. Right. And so even though the house is a much grander investment, the rate doesn't always drive what that is. The payment needs to drive what that is. Yes. But again, you know, if you're going to pay $900 for a car, right? You could pay $2,000 for a house. It hurts. Trust me. It hurts the amount of credit that I pull. It hurts.
And that's what I don't think people know is other than what you just explained, lenders actually get penalized for what the buyers may or may not do.
Correct.
In the future.
Right.
And I like to know that, and I like to educate on that, just because it should matter. But it's amazing to me that we make our commission, we don't get that clawed back.
Yeah.
You literally,
they will
buyers
take the whole,
have to
all of it
pay
back.
The first several payments before you're out of the woods.
That's why I make it very important to me that I stay in contact with the clients, and I'm doing the reviews and reaching out and seeing how everybody is, because I want them to remember me, because I want them to come back to me. So listen, here's the truth. If I ever have a client that's purchased a house and they haven't made their six payments and they're really in trouble, or they really need to refinance that house, if they come back to me, there's more that I can do. Yeah. I can make phone calls and exceptions. But a lot of clients, what they think is, number one, they don't realize that the lender that got them into the house can do a refi. That's number one. Number two, people get scared and they get embarrassed. And so when they get into trouble, they don't want to tell us. But that's why I want to build an actual friendship. I want to build a level of trust with the client, so they know if they are in trouble, they can't make a payment, they need to call me. There's resources. If they have a relocation and they got to move, call me. I have resources. We need to send them back to their agents that sent them to me. There's always things that we can do and ways that I can help get you out of that financial stress. But clients get embarrassed. Just like one of the biggest things that I've found is this generation that's coming up, they want to do everything via text. They don't want to have a phone conversation because they don't want to tell the dirty secret of where their credit is.
Right.
I see everything.
Yeah.
Right? So your credit tells me just about everything, but there are reasons and there's explanations and you might have gone through something. And so having that relationship with your clients, you got to know that when you send me someone, that they now become part of my circle and that I'm going to love on them and make sure that they're okay. Now, not every transaction's perfect and not every client is perfect and not everything goes exactly as we would like it to go, but I will do everything in my power to help.
Picking up the phone, it's a theme across everything in real estate, especially, and credit. You call your bank, you call your lender, see what they can do. There's a lot that can be done.
There's a lot that can be done.
And people are either, like you said, they're ashamed to do it, or they think this is black and white, nothing can be done.
Mm-hmm.
But there are options.
There are options, and there's ways. With all of my years of experience, because I've been a lender now since 1999, I have a lot of experience. I have a lot of files, a lot of clients, a lot of things that I've touched and seen and gone through. And so there is a wealth of resources out there. If someone runs into some issue, that we could get them to the right place. I mean, I'll give you an example. My husband is helping a client right now refinance her house, and he went out to have her sign some paperwork because she's not really super comfortable on the computer, and he got there and her power is off. She's elderly.
Oh my God.
And she didn't want to be late on her mortgage payment.
Oh.
So she made a decision.
Wow.
Well, you know, we jumped into gear and we got her in touch with Just One Project to get her some food, and we called Nevada Power and we said, it's an elderly woman and this is the payment arrangements that we can make, and there's some things that we can do. So having that trust in the people that you're working with and having that trust forever is super important.
Part of the team.
It's part of the team.
Amazing.
It's part of being a good human.
It is. And that leads me to your community service, which I also love. And that was one of the things that drew me to you, as both you yourself and Movement Mortgage are extremely involved in the community and giving back. Tell us a little bit about what they do.
So I've been very community-minded for my whole life, really. Mm-hmm. And part of the way I raised my kids was, you know, you have to be an active, involved member of your community, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. If it's picking up a piece of trash or mm-hmm. or giving somebody a meal, you need to be active in a giving soul in your community. The school that I got my MBA from, they taught us to be servant leaders. Servant leaders teach their mm-hmm. teams to be servant back to their communities for the right reasons, not for the photo opportunity or the grandiose award at the end. It really is just about building a stronger, better community. So with that being said, it was what drew me to Movement Mortgage. So Movement Mortgage is an impact lender. And what that means is, I know, you know, we get caught up in the moment of closing the deal and just keep moving and keep moving and finding the next deal and keep moving. But impact lending to us means 49% of the company's profit go right back into the communities that our offices are at. So we gave a check to Project 150 for $10,000 for a community rebuild. Our AMC, which is the appraisal management company, is owned by Movement Mortgage. And that AMC fee that everybody sees now, that entire thing goes back to our grant. It's called Grace Works. Mm-hmm. That is kept within our company. So mm-hmm. if we have an employee that is falling apart, hard times, mm-hmm. somebody's diagnosed with cancer, they got to take time off work, we can give money out of that specific grant to help our employees. Mm-hmm. The company itself, the foundation, Movement Mortgage Foundation, we build schools all over the United mm-hmm. States. Right now, we're really primarily on the East Coast because we've got to figure out the movement out here. But 49% of our profits for every single deal we close goes back to buying backpacks for children, doing lunches for children. Part of the other thing that you know, because you've seen it happen, if I write a check or give a donation to a nonprofit here in Las Vegas on my own accord, I submit that check in, show them that I made that donation, and they dollar for dollar match that back, and they send another check on my behalf to that organization. So they do that. They also do where, if it's not monetarily available to you at the moment, if you volunteer, so when I go out and do the Just One Project, or if I go and do the rescue mission, for every hour that I donate of my time, I log it. I don't have to have anything signed. I'm not in kindergarten. They trust that I'm doing it. For every hour that I donate in the community, they cut a $20 check back. So I do the rescue mission with a separate group, the Brits and Irish group. We do that once a month, and we do 3 hours there. So every single month, they get another $60 check, which doesn't seem like a lot, but in the month of December, I submitted for 65 hours of community service. So that's a big chunk of money that goes back, and that's not counting the money that I monetarily gave.
Amazing.
And so it really is what drew me to this company. And the owner of this company started the company in 2008 because his little sister was buying a house, and the experience was so bad. He's a former NFL football player, had no knowledge of anything to do with mortgages. He started this company and said, every single client should feel like your little sister. Mm-hmm. So they want the experiences to be good.
Yeah.
So
love the follow-up, love the structure, love what you do.
I love that. Thank you. You too.
Here. Yes. And you're our Alliance board member with the LGBTQ plus Alliance.
I am.
You're part of Women's Council. You're part of a lot of things. So I appreciate your community involvement out there always.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate you always giving me opportunities to shine better.
We love to shine and glitter
and glitter
and hustle and heels,
yes.
Which is your motto.
Yes, it is.
And you can see your heels everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Sometimes not always good, but they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Thank you for taking the time with me.
I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you. Until next time on this, the first episode of the podcast. I'm Zach.
And I'm Leslie. Thank you. No scripts needed.
No, never.